With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump set to host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House today.
It will be Netanyahu's third visit to the White House this year.
We're working on a lot of things with Israel, and one of the things is probably a permanent deal with Iran.
And the president remains optimistic about reaching a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
I think we're close to a deal on Gaza. We could have it this week.
The latest Gaza ceasefire proposal submitted by mediators to Hamas outlines plans for a 60-day ceasefire. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president has signed a disaster declaration for Texas after deadly flooding there over the weekend left at least 80 people dead, with the search continuing for more victims. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to www.salvationarmytexas.org. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says he's amazed at President Trump's mounting successes.
It's not even day 200. And yet he's been through, I think, in the past several weeks, one of the most extraordinary runs an American president has ever had, ever enjoyed. And so it leaves an observer like me kind of saying, what's next? I mean, there's still 3.5 years left in his term, and he's already achieved so much.
Connelly spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump, meanwhile, throwing cold water on Elon Musk's newly announced political party. The president called it ridiculous for Musk to launch a new political party and told reporters, quote, it's always been a two-party system. Over the weekend, Musk announced that he would form the American Party in response to the president's sweeping tax cuts law. Global shares mostly down as the administration steps up pressure on trading partners to quickly finalize new trade deals before a Wednesday tariff deadline. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to take up the case of a Mississippi clergyman. We get the details from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Gabriel Olivier is a street preacher who wants to evangelize outside an open-air amphitheater in the city of Brandon. There's an ordinance that restricts such activity, and Olivier says that's a violation of his First Amendment rights. The High Court has decided to hear his appeal. Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty Institute, which represents the pastor, says, quote, every American has rights to free speech, and every American has a right to their day in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern reports the communist government has carried out multiple raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, and Christian literature confiscated. The Zion Church is a house church, and it counts 1,500 members meeting at multiple sites. This is SRN News. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports an Australian woman named Erin Patterson has now been found guilty of murdering three of her estranged husband's relatives by deliberately serving them poisonous mushrooms for lunch.
Alice Patterson's defense barrister Colin Mandy leaves the court without making a comment on the verdict. A swarm of reporters are waiting outside.
Are you expecting to appear?
The jury in the Supreme Court trial in Victoria State returned a verdict after 6 days of deliberations following a 9-week trial that's gripped Australia. Patterson now faces life in prison and will be sentenced later, but a date for the hearing hasn't yet been scheduled. Three of Patterson's four lunch guests that day, her parents-in-law Don and Gail Patterson, and Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson, died in the hospital after the 2023 meal. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.